One of the questions I get asked most often, right after how much will my remodel cost, is, hey, how long will the remodel take? And the answer is, oh, my dear friend, the answer is it depends. But it depends on some factors we can predict and sometimes factors we can control for. So today we're going to talk about the various choices that affect the speed of your remodel and why you might or might not want to make them. The bottom line, though, for us mid-mod remodelers, is that we're making long-term choices. How long you and the next generations of people will live in and love your home once it's all polished up will be much longer than the time it takes to remodel. So hang on to that good thought, and let's go. Hey there, welcome back to Mid-Mod Remodel. This is the show about updating MCM homes, helping you match a mid-century home to your modern life. I'm your host, Della Hansman, architect and mid-century ranch enthusiast. You're listening to episode 1701. So we're kicking off a new season here, and this one is going to be all about answering your questions. I get so many questions coming at me all the time from my friends and followers on Instagram and on Facebook, from the students inside the Ready to Remodel program, from my clients, and from people I just chat with out and about. And many of them have overlapping qualities or core questions that feel like things everybody wants to know, but is sometimes afraid to ask. So I thought I would use all of these questions as the framework for this season of the Mid-Mod Remodel podcast. Today, I'm answering the question that I get asked just constantly by just about everyone I ever speak to about mid-century home updates. How long will the remodel take? But over the course of the season, I'm going to answer questions I've gotten by email or in our FAQ survey form. So if you have a question about updating and upgrading your mid-century home that I've never answered for you properly, I would love to hear it. And I have some of the next episodes blocked out, but I do not have the whole 13 season episodes scoped yet. So head over to the show notes page and find the survey right there. Ask me your question. I might very well find it so compelling that it becomes the next episode of the podcast over the next couple of months. If you've got questions that need following up or more information that's really specific to your house, well, then maybe we should just chat about it. And as always, the most immediate way you can get design help from me or from Mid-Mod Midwest is to set up a design SOS consultation call. You can just go right ahead and schedule one into any available time slot on my schedule using the link on my website. You can do that at midmod-midwest.com/call. So pick the time over the next couple of weeks when you want to get feedback on your most pressing big picture questions. I guess that's, I'll say the resource of the week this week is me. Call up and let's chat on Zoom about what's going on with your house. You can pop into my schedule anytime you need advice, support, encouragement, or just some help to figure out the next step to make great choices for your house. So any discussion of how long will the remodel take is best considered in the infinitely valuable metaphor or the Venn diagram of three circles labeled fast, cheap, and good. Of course, you may only pick two. Now, this is true of a lot of things in life. It's certainly true of design, and it's true of construction as well, to a certain extent, although not entirely. While money can pay for speed, pouring money into a highly designed, gorgeous project may still not happen as fast as some other projects. Sometimes quality just takes longer. But certainly it can happen faster than the alternative, with more dollars. As a general rule, we can think of the three different types of remodeling organizational structures you can choose. It works like this. If you want your remodel done well and cheaply, it will be slow. This might be how you would make it happen if you do it yourself or self-manage the project, hiring subcontractors when needed, giving them permission to do things like prioritize your project less, slip it in between one or two of their larger things so that they can fit it in with their schedule. That can help them decrease the price. If you want to search for salvaged materials or buy things on sale and stock them up, this will slow down the process but help it happen more cheaply. And of course, DIY doesn't guarantee a good outcome. I wish it did. I wish slow DIY meant a guaranteed work of art at the end. But you know, that depends on your DIY skills or mine. By you, I mean one, and by one, I mean me. But the results can be a very good outcome, relatively inexpensively, very inexpensively, and it's also one of the slowest possible ways to make things happen, because you're slipping your work in amongst the other responsibilities of your adult life, working, socializing, recreating, sleeping, parenting, perhaps being a member of a partnership, being a member of society. I should also point out, this is a case where the cheapness of the project is somewhat the unaccounted value of your own time, but that's another topic. We'll leave it there. Anyway, you can get the changes done to your home relatively cheaply and quickly, but they won't be good. For example, it's astonishing how fast old growth, pine, spruce, redwood, cedar, siding can be torn off of a house and replaced with vinyl. It can be done in a trice, or a week, probably. The transition of a 70-year-old, irreplaceable, original hardwood siding into the landfill and brand new forever plastic onto the side of a house can happen in your neighborhood while you're away for a long weekend. Won't you be horrified when you get back? And I'm not saying that anything pre-planned and pre-manufactured for ready for install is a bad thing, but in general, I cringe at the idea of fast and cheap as a chosen pairing for anything on a mid-century house, because you're probably choosing to replace something original, irreplaceable perhaps, on the house with something that will need replacement again and again in not too long, when people come in and tear out hardwood floors to put in wall-to-wall carpet, ill-considered, or when they come in and put in that HGTV standard, the LVT, the so-called luxury vinyl tile. Could someone show me where the luxury is? It's vinyl tile. Anyway, I'll rant about that another time. These choices are not going to wear well. Performance-wise or style-wise, they're going to need to be replaced over and over, so the speed and the cheapness of the construction lacks in good and actually means it's going to be expensive and take more time again later. There's the third variation on fast, cheap, good, which is good and fast, but not cheap. This might not be the fastest possible because, again, some things done really well, no amount of money is going to make them happen super fast. But putting more money into a project can speed it up. What's the point of all this philosophizing? Basically, to set your expectations that this will take longer than you hope it will. And we should also, before I say numbers to you, discuss what we mean by how long will the remodel take. How long the remodel takes really depends on when you start the clock. The length of construction in your mind might be the time when you need to move out of a space to when you can move back in. Or if you're living in the house partly while remodeling is happening, how long a certain part of the house is out of commission. It could also, in your head, how long does the remodel take, could be the length of time from when you first shake hands with a contractor you decide you like to when you shake hands for the last time and tell them great job. That's a much longer range to talk about. There are a lot of waiting times. Getting on someone's calendar is not the same thing as getting underway. And when we think about how long will the remodel take, a good contractor will actually hold off on breaking ground or demolition until they feel like they've got as many of the decisions locked down as possible. And they have a good sense of control of the factors that will go into construction timing. Access to the necessary materials, those materials being very thoroughly decided on, confidence that their team is ready to leap into action and move forward. These are all signs of actually a good process, even if they seem like they're delaying the process start to you. So, if we're going to get into saying numbers out loud, how long will the remodel take also depends on how much of the house is being remodeled. A whole house remodel, where every part of the house in and perhaps also out will be affected, will ultimately be more efficient in some ways than a piecemeal set of projects done over a series of years. It's also, in some ways, going to be more efficient than the kind of project where you move out of part of the house and camp in the rest of it. If you're clearly out of the space and the contractors can move around, time their teams and start and finish times, move materials, work as early as late as needed, there are some economies of scale there. That can be helpful. And you can expect a whole house remodel like that to take, I would say, at least 4 months, easily up to 9 months, and very possibly longer. If that sounds crazy, let's break it down a little. Let's talk about kitchens. I would bet that any project that takes on the whole house includes a kitchen remodel. Even just for a kitchen remodel, we're still talking about a couple of months at the very least, and that's just drywall dust time. When we talk about how long will the remodel take, even with a design in mind, you can count on needing several months of communication and planning time with your builder in order to get all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed. A good contractor will want to scope out the project thoroughly and have everything completely thought through before they begin on demolition, which makes the most of that drywall dust time. There'll be a week or two of demolition, another week or two of rough-ins. That means making the structural changes necessary, new door and window openings, placing the plumbing, the electrical elements, HVAC, that's heating, ventilating, that's heating, ventilation, air conditioning units, where they need to be, and insulating any exterior walls. Most mid-century remodels, if you touch an exterior wall, you get the chance to add insulation because there's not enough, and then getting that work inspected. Inspections typically also take time. They often happen the same day when tasks get finished up. The sub will call an inspector to look over that particular type of work when they finish it. But sometimes it's finished too late in the day to get the inspector in. That can cause a day or more of delay. Sometimes the inspector will note something that needs to be corrected, and that will also cause delay. All of these approvals need to be locked up before the drywall can go in and the finish work can begin. So even when all the ducts are lined up neatly in a row, this can still take a month. Everything needs to arrive on time and be installed in the right order. So one small hangup can pause the finish work on the entire project. The tile is unavailable. There's a slowdown at the cabinet shop. All told, I would be shocked if a kitchen remodel could be completed in much under 3 months, unless it was fairly cosmetic. This time actually out of commission might be shorter. So if you're living in the house, camping in a basement, utility sink, temporary kitchen, you might be able to get into the kitchen and do a little light cooking before all the final details are squared away, as long as your contractor doesn't object. But that how long will the remodel take question is something you want to clarify with your builder, what their thoughts are on when the remodel begins and ends and how much you can be involved in that space at the time. One thing that's going to affect, if we're talking about kitchens again, one thing that particularly will affect how long the remodel takes is, are you replacing in place or moving things around? A so-called replacement remodel is one where you just take out the existing cabinets, appliances, and finishes and install new things in their places. This can prove practical if timeline is your biggest question, or if you actually like the layout of your kitchen a lot right now, but it's in poor repair. It's rarely the right option for us, though. It's rarely the right option for mid-century homeowners because our biggest challenge is, as you're probably aware, the layout of the kitchen. And even if the kitchen isn't original to the house, we often have the double problem of you've got the new old 1980s era cabinets that don't look as mid-century as you want them to and are worn out, and they're done in the exact arrangement of the original kitchen with very mid-century vintage philosophy of how a kitchen should work, how many homemakers it should fit in it, one, and whether the rest of the family should be visually blocked from it. So it's often the worst of both worlds. That's because the previous owner opted for an easy replacement kitchen remodel. And that's not usually what I recommend for you. If you're going to go to the time and trouble of a kitchen remodel, you might as well make it work for your family too. That said, there are some steps we can take with design to simplify the layout changes and shorten the remodeling timeline. In many kitchen remodels that I help my clients and students plan, even when we move other elements around, we keep the kitchen sink in its exact location. Now, of course, we could choose to move it, but keeping the sink anchored prevents us from having to worry about how plumbing lines will line up with the window and with elements below in the basement, and just sort of simplifies the possibilities. We often find that the kitchen sink isn't in a bad place, it's just that we need more circulation space, more counter space, more visual through lines. So keeping the plumbing, perhaps a gas line, if you're sticking with a gas stove, although you could switch to induction and then it's easier to move the stove range oven combination. And keeping the sink where it is can minimize the amount of disruption that's necessary to go beyond a replacement remodel. So, all right, then we go beyond the kitchen. If you are moving spaces or adding on, the remodel will take longer. One of the best ways to slow down a remodel is to change more than the footprint of the existing space. And again, this is often worthwhile, but when you're asking how long does the remodel take, if we're talking about moving an existing kitchen to a new part of the house, moving a kitchen to a bump out, an actual addition of the house, any addition to the footprint of the house, or even just borrowing space from one part of the house to another for kitchens or for other plumbed spaces, it'll slow it down. Anytime we're moving walls or adding walls, anytime we're expanding the footprint, new footings, new roof, new walls, we're slowing down the remodel. And this is not me telling you you should not do any of those things. In some cases, I think it's absolutely essential to think outside of the box, the existing walls of your house, and the way places are located within your house right now in order to make the best, most tailored choices for your family and how your house is turning into your home. But you do need to weigh the pros and cons, and it's good to just acknowledge when you've made a choice that's ultimately going to make your house so much better, so much more appropriate for you, it may also take a little longer to get you there. When we're breaking down the how long will it take, how long will the remodel take into more subcomponents, people often assume that a bathroom is small, so it will go quickly, but if you think about it, a bathroom, while much smaller than a kitchen, is not that much less complicated than a kitchen. So you can expect a bathroom where everything is being replaced and perhaps partially relocated, especially if we're borrowing spaces or moving any walls, to take up to 2 months maybe more. In some ways, being smaller means it has even more layered, careful needs for personnel. Each step needs to happen in order, of course. You can't put down a countertop without a cabinet. And tile needs to come in exactly the right spot. And because the space is small, no more than two people, more likely one, can ever be moving it forward at once. Ironically, finishing a basement is one of the fastest projects that when people ask how long will the remodel take, I can say, your basement might also be a two-month project, depending on who does it. And that's because generally speaking, you're not subtracting. There's not a lot to remove, and there aren't as many surprises possible. You can frame in new walls, insulate, wire, and plumb more simply because you can see everything that's happening. And as an added benefit, it's often possible to work on a basement project while you live in the house. Great news. That saves you the trouble of having to move out and be in another space and be away from the project. Now, granted, it's not the easiest, quietest, or least dusty life you can lead, but that makes the project feel like it's moving forward when you see the progress happening. Okay. Let's talk about what you can do, the choices you can make that affect how long will the remodel take. One of the first choices, the most important choices you can make is what type of contractor you choose beyond the design choices. As I talked about up at the top, choosing to DIY or even to partially DIY your remodel is one of the slowest possible ways. That doesn't mean it's worse, and it probably is also less expensive. You can probably live in the house the entire time. But there's something to be said for the rip the Band-Aid off philosophy. Just get it done. I know there are a lot of arguments in favor of do-it-yourself remodels. It's a thing that I like to do. You can save money. You can make it your hobby. You can amuse yourself by figuring out how to do things you've never done before, improve the skills you've got. And you know what you like to do. So that can be really fun to turn around when the project is done, to point at something in your house and say, I did that. I thought it through. I planned it. I got the permits. I did the work. It was approved. And now it makes my life better every day. It's full circle satisfaction. But if you want to get your remodel done more quickly, the best way is to give that job to someone whose full-time job it is, not fitted around your regular life. And still, hiring out the work has a bunch of possibilities and variations. The closest to DIY is to self-manage your project. So you might even do some of the work. You might hire subcontractors like plumbers, electricians, and drywall hangers to do parts of the work you don't have time to do or don't have an interest in doing ever anymore. I will never hang another sheet of drywall in my life. I know how to do it. I don't like to do it. I don't do it quickly. That's a job for somebody else. The step up from this is to hire a handyman-style contractor who will do some parts of the work themselves and manage subcontractors and people like that for you lightly and working with your input. They may encourage you to pitch in where they need help. This is often a kind of person who has worked for or even owned a larger contracting organization and is now retired or stepped back from full-time work for family reasons or out of preference. It can be an amazing power up to a general DIY remodel. And it's one of the best ways to really feel comfortable with having changes made to your home, particularly while you live in it. You can find this type of contractor by word of mouth. And when you find the right person, they can become a friend. They can become another part of your extended family and just a really comfortable person to have pop by on a weekend to drop off supplies and really listen to you. By the way, I have some more discussion of types of contractors and how that feels in the episode 1406. The title of that episode is actually, Do You Need a Mid-Century Contractor? Listen to find out the answer. But I discuss the different types of contractor scales you're going to like run into in that episode, and it's a great place to get more. I'll just finish up a quick overview, different types of contractors and their speed considerations. So working with a handyman-style contractor who comes over when they have time, perhaps between other jobs and other obligations, is working by themselves or enlisting your aid for little projects, it's going to be obviously the next slowest way to do a remodel after DIY. Still, it can be the perfect way to knock off the little projects. The next step is to work with a custom home builder or remodeler who has a small organization that works with one or two projects at a time. This type of organization has a general contractor that has relationships with specific subcontractors they like. They do really lovely work in most situations, crafted to your specifications, and I would expect them to be probably in the middle range in terms of timing. When everything goes its best, they can focus on your house and prioritize getting things done as quickly as possible. But if there's a hangup, they may be more easily derailed. Or if they're working on several small projects at the same time, something going wrong on someone else's house may cause delays on yours through no fault of your own. The third type of remodeling team that works well on a mid-century home remodel is the large-scale area general contractor. If you happen to be Madison local, this would be the equivalent of Wanakee Remodeling. They do great work. They're generalists who take on projects large and small. They have multiple things going on all at the same time. Often, firms like this grow out of a more specific type of remodeling. I think for Wanakee, they began as a window and door replacement company and then just grew. Now, companies like this have often a long wait time to begin because they're good at sort of planning out in advance, but they can be relied on to move pretty quickly once they get started because they have multiple teams in motion. They've got multiple crews of electricians, of plumbers, of framers, of hangers. If something goes wrong with any of these groups, they are able to tag someone else and keep the project moving forward. And because they run a large-scale operations and do many projects per season, they'll be able to estimate and predict their timing more accurately compared to a smaller team that has less data to process. So choosing the right scale of a remodeling company can affect your timing dramatically. Okay, here are some other things that will affect how long will the remodel take. The season. When you start, the earlier the better in the year, so you've got plenty of time to go through and not get affected by weather. But right now it's April in Wisconsin. We just had a freak snowstorm. I had seen some construction crews already at work around, and I was feeling really bad for them when they all got an unexpected dump of snow and extra moisture. But if you start too late in the year, you can end up finding yourself paused by reason of weather more predictably. There's also the economy. Again, you can't control this, but you can time the system a little bit. You can look for when interest rates are in a particular place, when demand is lower. Right now, things are better than they have been, and they can still get better. There are infinite human factors. You can't really control for this, other than to choose a larger organization that's less likely to have one person, one manager sick out on you. But, you know, even so, whoever is in charge of your project could have a personal issue that could slow down your life. And that is working with human people. There has been this little thing called the pandemic. Perhaps you've heard of it. It caused a crazy confluence of factors to drive up the price and the length, the wait time of an average remodel sky high. Everyone was stuck at home, working, living, playing, all in the same space. We couldn't travel, eat out, or spend our disposable income on our usual pleasures. And we all sort of realized simultaneously that our homes could use improvement. Couple that with the difficulty of coordinating workers, broken supply chains, and general health cautions, the whole system went haywire and we're still dealing with it. It was not only expensive and slower to remodel then, but it was harder to get the attention of contractors, especially the good ones. People tended to take their first call back and sign a contract and move forward without any bid comparisons. My nightmare. Now, the good news is that a few years on, people are spending less nationally on home improvement, and that crazy traffic jam of remodeling demand has gone down somewhat. It's easier to get in contact with good people, and the good contractors should have plenty of happy, recent clients to refer you to for reviews. There's not a lot you can do about this factor, but plan early and be ready to strike whenever the market, the interest rates, the supply costs, and contractor wait times seem optimal to you. A thing that you can do that will control or affect the timeline, how long will the remodel take, is planning. Poor planning will slow down any plan. Solid planning absolutely can improve the overall timing of your remodel. This is the one we control the most dramatically, and your responsibility. Changing your mind while your remodel is already underway might result in needing new materials, redoing work that's already been done, bringing back in subcontractors who had been completed, and change order chaos. You want to avoid all of this. So work with your contractor carefully before beginning to make sure that you and they understand exactly what's going to happen and that you all like it. You can come to your contractor with a fully fleshed out vision. Dare I call this a mid-century master plan of what you can accomplish, why it's important to you, and what it should look like and more. And this will simplify and speed up your remodel process. This season, I wanted to introduce a new episode feature, the history snippet, because Well, I've got things about mid-century history I want to tell you. And I thought I would kick it off this week with one that's a little bit aligned with the topic of our greater episode, How Long Will the Remodel Take? Let's talk about how long the remodel or the construction might have taken way back in the day. And if you just guessed that I'm going to talk to you about Levittown, yeah, you guessed right. The construction process that brought Ford's assembly line theories out of the factory and into literal fields on a massive scale was described by architectural historian Kenneth Jackson as bulldozing and removing the trees, trucks carefully dropped off building materials at precise 60-foot intervals. The construction process itself was divided into 27 distinct steps. Crews were trained to do one job on the day the white paint men would come, and then the red paint men would come, and then the tile layers. This process began with laying the foundation and ended with a clean sweep of a new home. And the Levitt teams used factory ideas in the field, and they also created central factory areas where they could put together the more complicated pieces like built-ins and concentrate their skilled labor in those spots. In the Levittown, New York, the assembly line production reached a productivity level of 30 houses constructed every day. Now, the Levitt plans were very basic. They were not as charming. Later ones got to into the ranch style, but the first ones were just like really basic, most simple possible program or what the house is supposed to do to fit the smallest possible exterior envelope. The plumbing core was concentrated with bathrooms right next to the kitchen to reduce, and the kitchen at the front of the house to reduce the length of piping to the street. He later said that this was about giving moms eyes on the street to watch program, but let's just be real. This was about cost cutting. That said, William Levitt liked to influence his control not just over his workers, but over every part of the houses. He, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright famously once designed a dress for the household wife to wear and match the house. But William Levitt was also trying to really influence the lifestyle of the people in the neighborhoods he created. His houses came with an owner's manual that included rules about how high the border shrubbery could be, fences were prohibited, the colors of the houses, the days on which washing could be hung out, and the allowable quantity of pets. Apparently, people really followed these rules in the early years, and then they figured out there was no way to enforce them. Love it or leave it, there's no question that the Levitt design had a huge influence on the idea of American suburban housing. But here is a fun fact I want you to remember for when this cover comes up in conversation. William Levitt was not the inventor of the idea of prefabrication or quickly produced mass housing. His first Levittown project on Long Island was done in 1947. But right here in Madison, Wisconsin, in the Eakin Park neighborhood, Coolidge Street is a development of 40 houses that was kicked off in 1942 by Illinois developer John Tilton. And those houses had lumber pre-cut to length and used an assembly line process. They are also a sort of classic minimalist traditionalist Cape Cod style with a living room and a larger bedroom in front, kitchen and bath and smaller bedroom along the back, storage or open attic space above. But they were able to put up a group of houses in just under a month. Not too bad. And there's talk about listing that area on as a national landmark because it did. It came before Levittown. So take that, William Levitt. All right, carrying on into our main topic. If you want to know more about maybe some pictures of Levittown, maybe some pictures of Eakin Park, I'll see what I can dig up before this episode goes live. And any other resources I'm going to mention today, you will find them at the show notes page, midmod-midwest.com/1701. Let's get into it. So let's recap. The short version of how long will the remodel take is it's going to take longer than you hoped, longer than you planned for, longer than you expected. It's kind of similar to how much it's going to cost. Plan for some overage here. I definitely never recommend anyone to try to remodel before a hard stop date, a move-in date, or certainly before a major life event like a wedding or a baby. It might seem like a good idea to make changes before you get to that point in your life, but if you plan a remodel against a hard deadline, it is going to add stress and turmoil to your life. You'd like to have preference rather than necessity be the driver of a quick remodel. Generally, you can expect a whole house remodel comprehensively to take between 4 and 9 months, possibly longer. Smaller area remodels, depending on their complexity, more than their size. A kitchen remodel is going to probably take the most time. Remodels of smaller areas that have less moving parts, like bathrooms, can still take as much as 12 weeks, even with a full-service contract. Now, there are several levers you can pull that can affect the timing of your remodel. the type of contractor you choose, the season you start, what's going on in the economy, how dialed out you are into every detail before the work begins, and how clearly you've communicated your expectations to the person or people who are doing the work for you, all affect this. And then there's a number of factors you can't control. The weather and the season, things that will begin after you've set the plans in motion, human factors involved, supply delays. But the bottom line is, the best thing you can do for your remodeling outcome, one that costs the least, takes the least time, and turns out in the long run in the way you love most, is to plan. So let's roll right into our wrap-up pep talk. This is going to feel deeply related to the episode today, and a song I have sung to you many times before, my friends, the sooner you begin, the better. I think the philosophy we all want to take around how long will the remodel take is, we want the planning part to take as long as it needs so that the remodel itself can happen as quickly as possible. The way to make planning ahead feel nicer is not to do it in a rush. What you want to do ideally is plan slowly and execute quickly. You want to mull it over, think your desires through, interrogate your own emotions. Ask yourself how you feel about your home right now, check in with your partner, and get on the same page. Do all of this emotional legwork up front and translate that into clear preferences, priorities, and a final style aesthetic. We can talk about whether you need to figure out your layout choices and fully plan the entire remodel out on your own. I would argue you can, but you don't have to. If you move into talking to contractors before you know some of those things, you can get some great advice from them. They can give you their experience on good layout solutions for your kitchen if it's too closed off, or the fact that your front room doesn't feel private enough from the street. They can provide good advice based on previous projects. You don't have to have everything worked out before you start speaking to contractors or designers, but you will be able to work more effectively, more quickly, if you have done your foundational remodel thinking, your remodel 101, that what matters most to you first. You want to know what are your priorities and what do you want your remodel to look like, and you want to feel very confident about those two things and what's good for your house. Then everything else will run on rails so much more effectively than if you're waffling or unclear or changing your mind or realizing things about your preferences only after the process has been set in motion. Again, I don't think this is going to seem surprising to you when I say, ideally, you want to spend more time planning than you do in executing. And ultimately, the final result, the way it turns out, is much more important than how long it takes to make it happen. You want to be delighted with the outcome. You want to feel like your house has become even more your home and that you've invested your time and your money, no matter how much, wisely for your own needs and preferences. All of that comes from a foundation, the early stages of planning, those foundational steps of asking yourself what kind of home you want to live in and knowing what your house needs right now in order to become the home for you, aesthetically and functionally. So what's the to-do out of this pep talk? Now is the time. Start having some conversations with the people in your life, the people who share your house with you, or even your friends and family. Ask them what they think home means to you. Sometimes it's interesting to get that reflection. Begin thinking about what it feels like when you visit your friends' houses. Are they more or less homey than yours? All of this thinking can help you prepare for a remodel that will go faster. So when you ask, how long will the remodel take? I can say some of that depends on you. All right, my friend, find the transcript for this episode and links to the resources I mentioned in the show notes page. That's midmod-midwest.com/1701. And next week on the podcast, I'm answering the question that came up today, one a lot of people ask me, what is the right flooring for a mid-century update? And should you go with that luxury vinyl tile that everyone keeps talking about? Tune in next week to find out.